Well, I think we have to look at the whole thing. I mean, the whole object behind this is to get this cycle route. I fundamentally am concerned that of losing free parking places and then having parking places that you pay for that are not as convenient. So fundamentally, I am concerned about that. But I'm really not that clear of what the offer is going to be. I think the temporary parking places have to be better enforced, because I think people did take advantage by parking there all day and not using them the way they were. But effectively, the message I'm getting is that the whole idea about putting temporary short-term parking in Cliff Road at that point was to really encourage the area. And I think that worked. I mean, the businesses have improved and they are getting more custom. So, and of course, in the evenings, residents who are desperately short of resident parking are able to park there as well because it's free. So I am getting, I mean, it's not just Dirk, although I think his campaign is helping to it, but I am getting a lot of emails from businesses and from individuals and from residents, all of them saying, we want this looked at again. That's what I'm going to say to the cabinet member. I want this looked at again, because I don't think there has been a proper explanation. The message isn't coming over. Is there a viable alternative to losing free parking spaces?
And is it possible, as far as you're aware, to halt a traffic regulation order? Because I believe that's imminent, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's always possible to halt a traffic regulation order. I mean, you have to go, and I don't know if it, I'm told it's imminent, but I haven't, you know, we haven't got it. But effectively, what you do with a traffic regulation order, you display it and then you ask for a consultation. Theoretically, you're then supposed to look at the results and decide whether or not you're going to go ahead with it. So it isn't inevitable that if the traffic order comes out that it's going to happen. But it depends how Cornwall Council responds. And there are going to be hundreds of responses coming in.